Well, I'd like to have guests with the official opposition to the NDP to join us here in the Trending 55 hot seat. Please be joined on the line right now by Shannon Phillips, the NDP's finance critic and the MLA for Lethbridge West. I guess first of all, Shannon, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Well, thanks for the opportunity.
All right, main thing we want to talk about today, of course, one of the big stories of the province recently has been, the province pulling out of the CPP, creating their own provincial pension plan. We know this has kind of been something that's been on the works for the past few years now. We saw that report come out last week, which was sort of another step along that process the province is wanting to take here. But what have you got, I guess, first of all, kind of your reaction to what we've been seeing out of this lately?
Well, you know, Danielle Smith refused to talk about taking away our CPP during the election campaign, and now just a few weeks later, she's come out with a report that makes a number of quite fantastical claims, numbers that are not rooted in reality at all, that have been widely dismissed by the Canada Pension Plan Board themselves, by experts across Alberta and across the country, trying to tell Albertans that we'd be better off with an Alberta pension plan. It's simply not true. She knows that Albertans do not support leaving the CPP. That's why she refused to talk about it during the election campaign. The vast majority of Albertans support staying in the Canada Pension Plan because we know that that is one of the ways that we can plan for a retirement that is secure and predictable.
And you mentioned a bit about the experts. You know, I think it was, you know, some economists at the University of Calgary had come out and said, you know, well, actually, the numbers here are should be, you know, this, that, and the other thing. So do you think that's, you know, really, I guess, when it comes to people looking at this pension stuff, do you really think everyone kind of gets, like, the real sense of, you know, sort of the kind of the numbers involved in this?
Well, some of this is really complicated, but actually it can be boiled down quite simply. Danielle Smith put out a report that Alberta is entitled to 53% of what's currently in the Canada Pension Plan. If every province used the calculations that Alberta did, it would equal 9 times what's currently in the CPP. Doesn't make any sense at all. And we know that the Canada Pension Plan, every single person who pays into it, you pay the same amount whether you live in Edmonton or in New Brunswick, and you get the same benefit based on your income when you retire at 65. Once again, it doesn't matter where you've worked over your working life or where you choose to retire within Canada. You get the same amount based on what you paid in, which is based on your income. So, you know, she puts out this report that is just like a bananas figure, right? Hundreds of millions of dollars, way more than is reasonable. And then based on that bogus number says, oh, well, you would get so much better benefits. Well, this is all a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. None of it is real. And it's designed to make the case for Danielle Smith's pet project, which is to take us out of the Canada Pension Plan and use our retirement savings, because that money that comes off our check every month, that's basically us deferring our income for when we retire, taking that money and gambling with it as if it's hers. Albertans don't support that. That's why she refused to talk about it during the election, and we're only just having this conversation now.
Another thing that's, you know, kind of interesting here is sort of the process the province would have to go through to actually go along with this, because, okay, they say they want to have a referendum. Okay, you got to pass legislation to have that, and then if that passes, okay, you got to give notice, and then there's like a waiting period for getting out of the CPP. Like, do you really think this process, you know, is really going to sort of complicate this complicate things if the province wants to keep going along with this?
Well, there's no question that that's even just the tip of the iceberg in terms of the steps. There's also going to be years and years of constitutional litigation around this, because every other province is going to have something to say about Alberta's wild claims to hundreds of millions of dollars of the CPP. And we've already heard from the Premier of Newfoundland, the Premier of British Columbia, and the Premier of Ontario around this, and how, you know, they'll be making sure that they stand up for their citizens. Ultimately, the CPP, you know, isn't a creature of Ottawa. It's a creature of all of the provinces together. And so when we, you know, I go to war with the CPP, we're not going to war with Ottawa. We're going to war with our friends in New Brunswick, our friends in Ontario, our cousins in Manitoba. And we're actually going to war with our own ability to, you know, go and retire in BC if we want, or go work somewhere else for a couple of years and return to Alberta. This is a multi-year process, and any UCP MLA that supports it has now involved themselves in probably a decade-long conversation at a minimum. It would extend far beyond even the next election. And meantime, we have 3/4 of Albertans in every available poll that says, no, no thank you, don't mess around with my retirement. I like my CPP check the way it is, thank you very much. That's where we're at, kind of. But Danielle Smith has decided to charge forward with it based on some pretty bogus numbers that she's convinced herself of. These are the wrong priorities. Albertans' priorities are not this at all. They're, you know, making life more affordable, healthcare, housing, the cost of living. That's what's really on people's minds, not messing around with something that ain't broke and Albertans don't want her to fix.
Now, when it comes to this pension sort of plan that's kind of out there right now, I know the NDP has launched kind of their own sort of petition/survey around this topic. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's kind of sort of in that for there?
Our survey, which is at albertasfuture.ca, already thousands of people have gone and filled it out. It's very simple. It just simply asks, do you want to leave the CPP? Because the government survey is such a sham that it doesn't even ask Albertans that very basic question. It goes into all of these details around that report that I've already explained is based on a house of cards. And then it just asks you essentially, okay, well, if we're going to get this unicorn hundreds of millions of dollars, what color would you like your unicorn to be, Albertans? So instead of that, we've asked one simple question. Do you want to leave the CPP? That's at albertasfuture.ca. We'll be sharing those results with Albertans already in the last 72 hours since we launched it. Thousands and thousands of people have filled it out. We also have a petition that people can sign that will be tabled with the Premier's office and in the legislature, and that's at albertandp.ca/handsoffmypension.
And finally, whenever guests join us here, the Trending 55 Aussie, we'll start to throw in a little bit of personal question, kind of get the sort of the personal side of the politicians here. Now, of course, we're very much into fall right now. The weather's getting cooler. We're getting to kind of the different colors of the leaves on the trees. And some people have different activities for when the new season arrives. So when it comes to you, Shannon, what are some of your go-to fall activities?
Well, you know, the kids and I are just about to go across the alley and pick the apples from one of our neighbors who gives them away to everyone so that they don't all go to waste. We're going to do that this afternoon and make sure that we've got, you know, a bunch of apples processed in the freezer. It's a great way to make a pie or whatever through the winter. Other than that, of course, the weather is still gorgeous down here in Lethbridge, so we'll still be, you know, going out and biking and taking advantage of time outside for as long as we possibly can.
Well, we'll certainly let you get to that. Shannon Phillips, the NDP Finance Critic, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you for the opportunity.